Welcome to today's episode of the What's in the Words podcast. My name is AJ.
And I'm Steve Canal. What's up, y'all?
And today we are going to review a book on personality. And again, this is, I think, the second book in as many podcasts that may be counterintuitive to what we might believe. Steve, you want to introduce today's book?
Absolutely. Today's book, Personality Isn't Permanent. Break Free from Select Limiting Beliefs and Rewrite Your Story by Benjamin Hardy.
This book, I like the way that he challenges some of the things that we believe as a society and across all cultures and across the world. It's that the way that you are is kind of just the way that you are. So for example, introvert versus extrovert. Some people identify as, oh, I'm just an introvert. I don't really like people. Some people identify as, I'm an extrovert. I'm a people lover. But he challenges that because what he says, Steve, is that you can make a decision if you're an introvert to be an extrovert, where people argue that that's just the way that they are. And the same is true in the opposite. You can make a decision to not be an extrovert. That was one of the first interesting things that I took away from the book. What about you, Steve?
Yeah, I really loved how he really debunks the myth surrounding personality getting in the way of a life of personal growth, which you just talked about, you know, development and success. And the biggest misconception, according to psychologists, Benjamin Hardy, is the notion that our personalities are innate and fixed, as you just mentioned. And I love how he talks about it through science as well. It also opens up a path to personal reinvention. To your point, if you say that you're an introvert, you can easily make that decision and change, you know, according to what he talks about. Mm-hmm. And I love how basically he's saying you can be the architect of your personality and actually change it. You can become who you fundamentally want to be. You know, we all have endless chances to recreate throughout life. And as you define who you want to be, you can start to create experiences that will begin to mold you and transform you as long as you embrace it. And that's, I think that's the biggest part, is embracing it, right? Is wanting to seek that change and applying the change to transform. And one of the things that I really got from this book is identity is shaped through stories. Mm-hmm. And what is causing what is happening to happen, right? When you think about the state of today, Black Lives Matter, and that, you know, that statement, why are people saying Black Lives Matter? There's a story that leads up to that statement.
Exactly.
That shapes that statement. And that is a reflection of America, right? Start to process your own experiences. The Black story, we've processed the story. We've processed it over and over and over and over again to come to that statement, because we feel as if Black lives to everybody else does not matter, right? When you think about the stories that were shaped around, you know, African-American males of not being good fathers, not being in the lives of their kids. When you think about the story that they write around Black women being angry Black women, when you think about the stories, actual stories that became movies that were played across the world, and, you know, people in China feeling as if Black people were just violent because those were the stories that were told.
Exactly.
You know, through movies. And we're here today to rewrite that story.
Correct.
We're not accepting that personality. We're not accepting that label that you view as and that personality. And America needs to rewrite their own story and their personality mm-hmm. in order to move on. So I really appreciated that, you know, identity is shaped through stories because it's very true, you know, and that's just part of it. I have another, you know, part I want to tackle, but I just want to hear you, you know, take a little deeper dive into it as well.
No, I love that. And I love that there's another metaphor, I guess we can look at, and that is, or not a metaphor, but a parallel. When people talk about personality as it relates to Zodiac, right? So interesting thing that another totally different book, but it talked about the origin of horoscopes. And do you know that horoscopes are 1,000% made up? You can read a different horoscope in every newspaper in every city across America, but everybody identifies with the one that they read about them. Right. Because they make enough generalities to where anybody can technically fit into each one. And there are bits and pieces of every characteristic in all of us. It's just the ones that we identify based on the story, like you just said, that we tell ourselves are the ones that we cling to. But I do love the fact that, you know, each chapter, he ends it with a question that challenges you to, you know, look at yourself through a different lens as it relates to personality and the fact that it's not permanent.
Right. Yeah, and I love how, you know, going back, you know, it talks about the past is always a reflection of our present self, right? Mm-hmm. You have to do emotional developmental work to allow growth from our past. We emotionally have to tackle and face our past in order to grow in the present. Mm-hmm. And those are some of the things that, you know, I always have the belief that we have habits and we have things that are impacting us from the past that are impacting us today that we have to face. We have to emotionally embrace and have empathy for and compassion in order to move forward. Mm-hmm. And I don't think a lot of us embrace that. A lot of us don't even acknowledge it, you know, so we'll continue to be who we are because that has molded us to who we are today. But in order to move forward, you have to embrace it and give it empathy and understand it to move on.
Right.
And I think that's what we're facing with today as a country is our country is built off hate. It's built off of anger. It's built off of war.
Yep.
You know? And nobody has ever really faced our past to embrace it, understand it, be real with it in order to move on. And as long as as long as the collective doesn't embrace it and always has an excuse for it, mm-hmm. And only sees one side of the story, we're always going to be in the same space. And that's why people are fighting so hard today mm-hmm. to rewrite that story, to embrace it, to acknowledge it. This is what it is, and move on. You know, mm-hmm. And, you know, I close out by saying America wasn't great.
Right.
But it can be. Right.
Absolutely.
It wasn't great, but it can be. And it takes us being real with our past, our present and our future to move on. We as a country have frozen trauma. We're just stuck and not willing to embrace it. But I think right now we're trying to crack that ice to be able to move on.
Right. And I think that's the perfect word when you talk about accepting things the way that they are and being in a situation that's not ideal. It's frozen trauma. And one of the things you have to do is, I think you referenced this, is look at the trauma and then create a new goal or a new future that you want to live into. But first you have to acknowledge that you're living in trauma, and then, you know, come to understand how you got there, because there are facets of us as people, as a society, as a culture, as a collective, that we like a lot of things the way that they are, because it's challenging to push yourself outside of that comfortability and move into something that's different. So when you say things like reparations, for example, if you look throughout history, America has paid reparations to lots of countries and things like that. But because it's uncomfortable to talk about the trauma of America, that makes the conversation around reparations, for example, a harder conversation, because we're stuck trying to cover up the past. So, and like you said about rewriting history, it's, you know, when you don't acknowledge it and you try to have this revisionist mindset of, oh, we really aren't that bad, then you can't move forward. So I think it starts with looking at the trauma and then setting a new goal. And I love the way that he pointed it out in the book, is that you can change anything about yourself that you want to as soon as you make a decision to do it. So all in all, Steve, I thought it was a pretty good read, bro. What you think?
I absolutely thought it was a good read, and it kind of level sets, and it gives you a reminder mm-hmm. that it always starts with centering yourself and facing the realities of what you're going through. You know, mm-hmm. how did I get here? There's a root, mm-hmm. you know, and I think that frozen trauma is always that root that's fixed on our, you know, or preventing us from that growth, because we don't want to face it. We don't want to face that reality. We don't want to face the truth, because that brings conversation. It brings work. Mm-hmm. And a lot of us are lazy. Don't like work.
Exactly.
They like the easy route, you know? So, exactly. You know, for this book, I think, you know, if you're looking for a book to help kick bad habits, this is a good book. If you're looking for a book that, you know, you're looking to improve and have a new perspective, this is a good book. And this one right here, I feel is the key to everything. If you're just fed up with evidence-free advice, this is a good book, because he does the research, he does the study, and he proves why his thought process is a connection for your growth. Mm-hmm. I think we're living in a time where things are just rambled, things are just said, and because you believe it, you feel like it's truth or fact, mm-hmm. where, you know, I would say seven out of 10 times the research wasn't done. It's just a feeling.
And exactly.
It's just a thought that you put out.
Correct.
You know, with no research or scientific fact behind it to prove that. So how about yourself, AJ?
Absolutely, man. I think it is definitely one of the books, if you're looking to grow in an area of your life, he gives you sort of the science behind what it takes to achieve that, and what it takes to sort of systematically become who you want to become. And even with him sharing his story of how he was able to change based on, you know, making a decision, is he kind of lays out the blueprint. He lived the blueprint along with laying it out. So I think it's definitely something that people should tap into.
Absolutely. And you know, I'll say this as well. If there's a book, you know, that you feel or you've read or heard about that you'd like to hear our perspective on, definitely drop it in the comments and let us know.
Yeah.
We've read endless books. We will continue to read books.
Yes.
But we're here, you know, to tap into the words. So let us know.
Absolutely. So Steve, how can people get in touch with you, brother?
Definitely. You can reach me on my social media platforms at Steve Canal, STEVECANAL. Tap into the energy and let's talk. Social for a reason. Social media for a reason. So let's be social. How about yourself, AJ?
Absolutely. I am at AJ Joyner. That's AJ Joyner on Instagram. You can check me out at anthonyjoyner.com. And if you're writing or want to write a book, hit me up at ajsfreebook.com and I will ship my book writing blueprint to your door. Steve, you have any other closing words, brother?
Nah, you know, I'll just close out with what I said. You know, America wasn't great, but it can be. You know, it's
absolutely
wanting it to move forward in order to get to greatness. But we have to put in the work. You know?
We have to put in the work. We have to put in the hard and uncomfortable work of moving forward. So that's all we got. Make sure that if this is your first one, tap into some of the ones that we did over the past year now. It's been a year and a half. So over the past year and a half, we've been reviewing these books. So we've done some reviews that we think you would really enjoy. Tap in there. And if that's all you got, Steve, that's all I got. Talk to y'all on the next episode. Peace.